USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Ever Given freed and on the move, the spotlight is now likely to turn to the investigation of how the vessel got wedged in the Suez Canal, leading to billions of dollars in losses globally. A high-ranking canal pilot working for the Suez Canal Authority said two pilots aboard the Ever Given were both senior chief pilots with 30-plus years of experience. Teachers from the San Diego Unified School District are teaching migrant children in person. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond says San Diego teachers are teaching migrant children in person, but the 100,000 students of taxpaying families at San Diego Unified School District are stuck in Zoom school. A fire that started at 9:15 a.m. on Monday in South Dakota has destroyed at least two homes and several outbuildings. Officials said between 400 and 500 homes have been evacuated in Rapid City as around 250 firefighters are fighting the blaze. Mount Rushmore National Park has been temporarily closed due to high winds and low moisture levels. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A ninth woman has stepped forward to accuse New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual misconduct. New York woman Sherry Ville accuses Cuomo of an unwanted kiss in 2017. President Trump slammed Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx on Monday, accusing the infectious disease experts of trying to reinvent history in a televised interview detailing their roles in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Trump said, "Based on their interviews, I felt it was time to speak up about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover up for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations." End quote. A Texas trooper who was shot over the weekend no longer displays signs of viable brain activity and will remain on life support until his organs can be donated, authorities said on Monday. Trooper Chad Walker was shot in Limestone County, about 85 miles south of Dallas, during an attempted stop on Friday to assist a driver of a disabled vehicle on the side of the road. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
With all the rains over the weekend in Tennessee, the first NASCAR dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway was bumped back to Monday. Joey Logano holds off Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Denny Hamlin in an overtime restart win in the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ricky had to settle for second place.
Our Kroger Camaro was really good on the long run. Needed a little bit more NOS energy drink for the restarts. I just couldn't get going. Couldn't get the turn in the race car that we needed, but we made a ton of adjustments, and we kind of went back and forth overnight of what we were going to do. Larson and I came out and hung with the track crew. Steve Swift and the boys did a great job of, you know, getting this thing raceable today with all the rain and all the challenges that they had. But, man, we had a blast. Obviously, the start of the race, I was terrible with a green racetrack and, you know, a little bit moisture in it. But as it blew off, we kind of got back to where we were in practice and felt really good with it. So a good way to go into the off week. I'm going to go run my sprint car with my dad this weekend. Hope everybody has a good Easter and go get some NOS energy drink at Kroger.
Next weekend, NASCAR heads down to Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 in Martinsville. The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. Tuesday, we'll have 7 spring training games starting at 12:05 p.m. Eastern as the Pirates and Twins go at it. There will be a late game Tuesday night out west. SoCal rivals Angels and Dodgers are set to get at it at 9:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.